7 months, that's all it's been. It's easy to forget that the investigation into movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, which launched the global Me Too movement, only began in October. Today, that movement got a significant boost. Weinstein turned himself in this morning to face charges of sexual assault. As Weinstein arrived at the police station in Lower Manhattan, reporters shouted questions at him.
Harvey, what took you so long?
It's an admission of guilt.
Jamie Deerwester is an editor with USA Today. I asked her to walk us through the charges against Weinstein.
There are two major charges, rape in the first degree, which is against an unnamed victim from 2013. And then there is the criminal sexual act, which pertains to one of the named accusers. Her name is Lucia Evans, and she maintains that in 2013, she went to Miramax's offices to meet with Harvey Weinstein, and she was led into a private room with him and forced to perform oral sex on him.
So in addition to the criminal charges, there are also several ongoing civil cases against Weinstein. Isn't that right?
I believe there are about a half dozen, and a couple of them are trying to get class action status, as I recall. There's one suit by a former assistant who worked for him in New York, who said that she was forced to basically arrange his conquests and then clean up afterwards and get his Viagra and penile injection medicines, which is really not in the scope of a normal assistant job description. I believe there have been cases by aspiring actresses who went to an interview with him going back as far as like the early 80s.
What comes next for Weinstein? Do we have a general timeline for what's going to happen next?
So after he was booked today, he was taken to Manhattan Criminal Court and arraigned on $1 million cash bond. Weinstein surrendered his passport. He waived his right to extradition, which means giving up the right to a hearing if he happens to be in any other jurisdiction and is called back to New York. And there is a sealed protection order against one of the accusers, which is presumably the unnamed rape victim. He has a hearing on July 30th, and this may not be the end of it because the grand jury is still going on. He has until May 30th to advise the grand jury whether or not he's going to testify. His lawyer, Benjamin Braffman, who's already said that Weinstein had entered a not guilty plea and he would fight to get the charges dismissed. And we shouldn't also forget that he is under investigation in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, and London. So it's far from over.
Yeah. So it's actually been a very little time since the Weinstein investigation started. That was just last October. Do you remember that day, and how has the scope of the Me Too movement expanded?
I do. I remember it all too well, in fact. It was October 5th, and that was when the New York Times story broke. And then within a week, the New Yorker published Ronan Farrow's interviews. Basically, I think within a couple weeks of the two stories breaking, Weinstein decamped to Arizona for rehab treatment. And not too long after he got to Arizona, he was out to dinner and a fellow diner came up and slapped him. So I would say that the industries most affected after Hollywood are our industry, the media, especially television, and to a probably a lesser degree, the tech industry. There's been some crossover in the case of Amazon, where their studio head was forced out because a producer alleged that the chief of Amazon Studios made a pass at her. Weinstein's basically become the father of the Me Too movement, albeit unwittingly.
Jamie Deerwester there. She's been covering the Weinstein case for USA Today. More reaction now to today's news, first from Weinstein's lawyer, Benjamin Braffman. Outside the courtroom, Braffman said Weinstein plans to fight the charges.
We intend to move very quickly to dismiss these charges. We believe that they are constitutionally flawed. We believe that they are not factually supported by the evidence. And we believe that at the end of the process, Mr. Weinstein will be exonerated.
Meanwhile, prosecutors say their investigation is ongoing, and they're encouraging survivors to come forward to testify against Weinstein. Some of the women who have already spoken out against him have been speaking about today's news. Actress Rose McGowan was one of the first to accuse Weinstein. She said he sexually assaulted her in a hotel room during a film festival. Today, McGowan said she was encouraged.
Hopefully, it will be an amazing day for his survivors to know that there is some, albeit slow, justice. There will be justice. It's just the beginning of that process. And if we can see this through to the end, I hope we emerge victorious. And if anything, we have emerged victorious, no matter what.
Italian actress Asia Argento has also accused Weinstein of sexual assault in her case during the Cannes Film Festival in France, an incident that allegedly happened years ago. But Argento recently used this year's Cannes Festival to again make her point.
I have a few words to say. In 1997, I was raped by Harvey Weinstein here at Cannes. I was 21 years old. This festival was his hunting ground. I want to make a prediction. Harvey Weinstein will never be welcomed here ever again. He will live in disgrace, shunned by a film community that once embraced him and covered up for his crimes. And even tonight, sitting among you, there are those who still have to be held accountable for their conduct against women, for a behavior that does not belong in this industry, does not belong in any industry or workplace. You know who you are. But most importantly, we know who you are. And we're not going to allow you to get away with it any longer.
Despite that applause, Argento later said she did not feel that much support in the room as she made those comments at Cannes. The only overt support she said she got was a hug from director Ava DuVernay and some kind words from Spike Lee.